Welcome to Tribe Talk, presented by Progressive, making it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Brought to you by Subway, where winners eat.
Welcome to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus along with you this weekend from Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas, where the Indians are wrapping up their spring training schedule. Big show lined up for you today as we take you into opening day on Monday back home. We will hear from a potpourri of players and coaches, including manager Terry Francona, center fielder Rajay Davis, also Roberto Perez, Indians catcher, Josh Tomlin and Cody Anderson, who learned that they had earned spots in the starting rotation earlier this week, and a couple of veterans who will be in the bullpen for the Tribe for the first time, Dan Otero and Ross Detweiler. That's all coming up as we get rolling with Tribe Talk on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus back with you from Arlington, Texas, where the Indians are wrapping up exhibition play this weekend with the Texas Rangers. We had a chance to visit with Terry Francona yesterday as the Tribe manager begins his fourth season as the Indians manager, 16th managing season overall for Terry Francona. And he always enjoys this time of year, that excitement that comes with starting a new season. And he says that it's hard for him sometimes to judge how a spring training goes for a ball club, but he just tries to take a look at things and hope that the team makes progress and is ready to go. He feels this year's Indians have accomplished a bunch in spring training.
I think the biggest thing is, one, you want to select your team because that's not always the easiest thing to do. And then you want to take these couple days in Texas to let the guys be a team on the road and be together, go out to dinner together, play the game together, not compete against each other. So we were able to do that, and then you want the guys that are on your team to feel like they're ready to compete. And, you know, the last time through the rotation, everybody did really well. They threw the ball really well. I feel like the hitters, you know, you don't have a crystal ball, but I feel like all of them are ready to go play to help us win. And that's the biggest thing. You know, you want them to have health, you want them to feel good about themselves, and I think we're there.
You mentioned the rotation. I know you had some difficult decisions at the end of camp, at the end of the rotation, and explain how you arrived at what finally transpired.
Well, we had a number of meetings, and we talked about it a lot. It wasn't something that just happened or, you know, on one game or anything like that, but I think we felt like, you know, all things considered, and it was numerous, the way that Josh pitched at the end of the year, the way Cody pitched when he got called up, and then the work he did in the offseason, doing the easy thing might not necessarily be the right thing. Just because a kid has options doesn't mean you just send him to AAA. And I think we wanted to put our team in the best position we could to start the season. And it was a tough conversation with Trevor, which we fully respect. I think we also understand that if baseball is the way baseball usually is, Trevor's going to make a lot of starts. So, to his credit, he seems to have a pretty good attitude about this. I know he's mad. I don't blame him. I guess I'd feel kind of weird if he wasn't mad. So, but as long as he does what he's supposed to, he'll get his chance to pitch, and hopefully he'll be ready and then help us out then.
And there's not many teams that seem to have more good starting pitching than spots available, and I know that was a theme in the offseason, building that depth as well as quality.
And it's important. We know, even though you may appear healthy today, you know darn well as the season progresses, you're going to need pitching. And when you don't have it, that's when panic can set in, or that's when your season can get derailed. So rather than try to be narrow-minded, like I said, we wanted to put our team in the best position we could to start the season. also recognizing it's a very long year.
You have a good young core, but you brought in some veterans here the last couple of months. Mike Napoli, Rajay Davis, Juan Uribe, Marlon Byrd now. Have you liked what they brought to the team?
Yeah, I do. It'll be interesting because some of these guys haven't really been around that much, and they're still kind of getting to know our guys. But they know the league. They know how to play. I think Napoli's been a huge addition, just the way he handles himself. You know, he wants to win, and that's number one. And I've heard him on a number of occasions say, if I'm not hitting, I better do something else to help us win. And he lives it. He just doesn't talk it. So, you know, the way he takes his ground balls, the way he goes about his business, the way he runs the bases is very contagious. And because he's going to make it be contagious. You know, you can follow him or he's going to drag you, but which I love. And, again, he's going to be a huge addition to how we go about our day. You know, guys like Rajay with his legs and Uribe just knowing how to play the game. And Marlon Byrd, hopefully, you know, I mean, his track record, you know, is pretty good. I mean, he's averaging 23 home runs a year. And it doesn't look like he's let his body fall off, which is not easy to do, but he's done a good job.
I know you always say you have to wait till you see it play out in the regular season, but how do you balance the excitement with a new season coming with trying to be cautious and really let it play out?
You know, Rosie, I don't know that I don't want to not be excited. I mean, heck, it's the beginning of a new season. I also don't want to let the first week of the season, whether it's good or bad, influence much more than that, because it's a long year and a lot of stuff happens. I just want our guys to, that's why we talk about staying in the moment. You know, come Monday, we're going to try to beat David Price. We're going to have our hands full. Then most likely weather, you know, we'll have a day off. So probably have some guys come in that'll want to hit, some guys will want to lift, and then we'll strap it back on Wednesday and see what we can do. And my big hope is that we get into the flow, the rhythm, however you want to say it, of the season quicker than we have in the past. Because once we've got into that, we've been fine. It's just taken us a little longer than we want.
All right, Tito, thanks.
You got it, Rosie.
That's Tribe manager Terry Francona talking about opening day to come and some of the good things that he saw in spring training this year. Stay with us. We'll have more to come as Tribe Talk continues after this timeout on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus along with you this weekend from Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas. Indians wrapping up spring training with a two-game set against the Rangers that started Friday night, concludes Saturday afternoon. Friday night's pitcher was Cody Anderson. And earlier this week, Anderson informed that not only had he made the rotation, he'll be the fourth starter for the Tribe after winning seven games in his rookie year. He said all he's been thinking about since the fall and the season ended was working toward making the rotation this spring.
I mean, you know, for the last probably 6 months, I mean, I've been pretty tense, just trying to, you know, push the limits on what I can do and, you know, working as hard as I possibly can every day to put myself in the best position. And when he told me, it was almost like kind of weight lifted off my shoulders and now I can just go out there and play.
Did it mean something to you that, I mean, this wasn't just the last spot, it's the four. I mean, that carries a little more weight to it as well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, you know, Tomlin said in the past, I mean, we've talked about it before. I mean, it doesn't matter where I'm pitching, how I'm pitching or whatever. When they hand me the ball, that's the most important thing, is to go out there and do whatever I can to give the team a chance to win.
You mentioned talking to Josh about that. How close can you guys stay when there's a competition there?
You know, there hasn't been one sense of anything different between the two of us. We have the same mentality, I think, as far as, you know, when they hand us the ball, the most important thing is helping the team win. And we take a lot of pride in that, in not caring where it's at when we're getting the ball. The most important thing is we give our team a chance to win.
Were you given any kind of a message coming into camp just in terms of the situation?
You know, just to go out there and compete. Not to rely so much on the stats and everything, just work to get better and go out there and have fun and enjoy the competition.
You talk about the last 6 months being focused on this one thing. How much did being in the big leagues last year helped you get that focus, and how do you keep it now?
You know, getting my feet wet in the big leagues was huge coming into this off season. But once you get a taste, I mean, once you get a taste of the big leagues, I mean, it makes you want it even more. And, you know, come whenever the about November 30th when the strength camp started down here. I mean, it was all business from there until now.
What's it going to be like just trying to keep up with the three guys ahead of you?
Just try to keep flipping the rotation. Do whatever I can to prepare myself the best I can to not cheat the rest of the guys behind me and try to give us a chance to win.
Can it help kind of watching the outings of Kluber, Carrasco, Salazar, and kind of seeing how they approach guys, how they attack? And you're a different pitcher, but you can probably pick and choose a little bit here and there.
Absolutely. You know, just watching them go about their work and watching them throughout the course of a game is beneficial to, I think, anybody. No matter what age or where you're pitching, if you watch those guys, I mean, you're going to learn something and you're going to take it, you know, and try to use it.
You've been working on developing your curveball. Where do you think that pitch is right now?
I think it's coming along great. You know, I'm getting a really good feel for it, and just continue to work throughout the season. You know, the work doesn't stop here. I think the most important thing is once you're given this opportunity, you can either, you know, take it for granted, or you can, you know, take it and run with it and try to get better every time.
You don't want to say you surprise yourself sometimes, but the fact that, you know, you get those first velocity readings and see kind of sometimes what you were maxing out at this spring, maybe it's a testament to the hard work, but did it surprise you a little bit to start to see some of the, you know, more life on the pitches that you had?
Yeah, you know, I actually try not to look too much into that. It just was a factor on how my arm was feeling. You know, I was feeling good, so I don't want to say I expected anything, but, you know, I was definitely working towards it.
You get called up mid-season last season. How's today different from the emotions that maybe you had that day?
You know, I think, you know, getting called up and in comparison to this is a little bit different, because that's something you work your whole life for, is to get a taste of it, you know, and some people don't even get that chance, and you have to honor that and respect it. And, you know, to break with a team is, you know, another thing that's very, very special, and you can't compare it to anything else.
How much are you looking forward to opening day, just that packed house, that atmosphere?
My blood's pumping. I'm ready.
That's Cody Anderson, the fourth starter for the Tribe in this year's rotation. Rounding out the starting rotation, Josh Tomlin, the veteran who pitched so well down the stretch a year ago, battling to make the team this spring. Some thought it might be a bullpen role for Tomlin or a starting rotation spot. He's in the rotation. He says it doesn't matter. It's all about the team to him.
The spring training anyway, it was a good job, but if it doesn't, do your best, whatever role they put you in. And I think that goes for what everybody in that room should stand for. It should be whatever role you're in, try to do that role as best you can, try to help this team win.
How pleased are you to see all Cody's hard work kind of culminate into today's announcement?
It's awesome. I've told him before, it's I've been in his situation several times, and he went out there and he worked his butt off, and he continues to work. He's, ever since I've known him, he's worked hard, and he goes after it, and he wants it, and he does a good job at it. He doesn't take anything for granted, and he works hard every day to try to get better.
I know you said that you didn't care if you were in the rotation or the bullpen, but how nice is it to know that you kind of have that spot locked down?
I'm saying the same thing. I don't care. But I'm going to continue to say that my job is to get outs, whether that's in the bullpen, starting, I don't know, whatever they tell me to do, it's my job to do it the best of my ability.
How much do you hope Trevor kind of takes his news in stride and doesn't get caught up in the role, and, you know, kind of like you said last night?
That's a tough one, because I don't really know what he's thinking right now. So, you know, I hope he takes it with a sense of, you know what, this is a good opportunity for me to help this team win, and do what I can do in the bullpen to try to I don't know. It's kind of a tough situation, because I don't know what his thoughts are right now. So, but I hope he takes it in stride and goes out there and does what he can do to help this team win, because he's a very valuable pitcher on this team, and we need him to get to where we're going.
You've been in the big leagues for a while. You're sort of one of the guys who's been on this team for a while. When sort of the smoke clears on decisions and you guys have time, like, would you try to talk to him? Just, hey, where's your head at? Would you, you know, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a job of every veteran in that room, is to try to take guys and kind of see what they're thinking and try to get them in the right direction. I think we need 25 guys pulling on the same rope, the same direction to get where we need to go. And I think everybody needs to buy into that and understand that it's not just one person that's going to take us there. It's not just one hitter. It's not one pitcher. It's not one bullpen guy. It's 25 guys collectively, and probably more than that throughout the course of the year. So that mindset needs to be whatever it takes, whatever my job is that day, go out there, try to get it done, and do it the best of my ability to try to help this team win, period.
How good is it to get to this point, and no matter where you're at? Just get ready to go into the regular season.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun getting that, getting everything packed up, getting ready to go to Cleveland, and try to get the season going and try to get off the right foot and start off strong and hopefully ride that to the end of the season.
Within the context of spring, is it nice to get that last start and really have everything working?
Yeah, that's, you obviously want to have a good start going into your last one, to go going into the season. I don't think it's any bearing of what your mindset would have been going in the year, but it's also kind of nice to have that confidence and understand, okay, there it all kind of came together, and hopefully I can carry on to the first start of the season.
What gets better for you as the spring goes on? Because obviously by last night you were hitting your spots and things like that.
I think the mechanical part for me is always been a huge issue. It's I need to repeat my delivery on every pitch basis. It's not just, you know, every now and then I can flail one and hit 95. I'm not that kind of pitcher. I'm not that kind of guy. So for me, it's staying within yourself and understanding you might feel really good on a certain day, but you're still not going to be able to blow anything by anybody. It's my job is to try to go out there and control a game the way I know to control a game, and that's by hitting my spots, mixing speeds, trying to miss barrels, and try to get quick outs in a quick game.
You remember Corey when he was first coming up, and to see what he's evolved into over the last few years, just what's that been like, and then just what's it like knowing that he's the one leading the staff, he's the guy that other people.
He is the guy that's leading the staff. There's no question about that. His I think the way you saw Corey kind of evolve into the guy he is now is not by coincidence. It's that guy puts his head down and goes to work every day, and that's somebody that we all need to look at, no matter if you're a position player, a pitcher, a bullpen guy, whatever you are. It's he puts his head down, goes to work, and handles his business in the right way on and off the field. So that's not a coincidence how he kind of evolved into the guy he is today.
Did they tell you whether or not, I mean, with the off days, you know, you could, hey, maybe be a swing guy in the bullpen? Did they say it's going to kind of be?
They haven't really said anything. Might try to get some work in somewhere before my first start, but you know, they could obviously put me in the bullpen for that first series or whatever the case may be. It doesn't really matter to me. I'll either get some work in somewhere or be in the bullpen.
That's Josh Tomlin talking about being in the rotation now to start the season come Monday. Stay with us. We'll have more to come as we continue with Tribe Talk after this on the Indians Radio Network. Jim Rosenhaus back with you from Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas. Tribe Talk continuing. Our final spring training Tribe Talk is the Indians wrapping it up this weekend with an exhibition series against the Rangers in anticipation of the opener on Monday at Progressive Field. There'll be two veteran relievers in the Tribe bullpen. They made the ball club. Dan Otero is one. He was acquired in a trade with the Phillies in the offseason. And a difficult year with the Athletics a year ago, but 2 years ago was just outstanding. And he made some adjustments, competed well this spring, and he says, well, he can get it done when he's at the park in terms of trying to win a job with a ball club. When you're competing for a spot, well, the loved ones are the ones who take it the hardest, especially those last week to 10 days of spring training.
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously very honored and humbled to be a part of this team. But like you said, the family, it's a toll on the family. You know, this last week of spring training, you have to prepare for any and all scenarios. So it's, what if this happens? What if this happens? What if that happens? And I have a very understanding wife that's able to handle all of that with our two young girls. So now we're preparing to head to Cleveland, whereas, you know, 3 days ago we didn't know where we were headed. So now we're just kind of getting ready to head up to Cleveland and be ready for the season up there.
And you're a veteran pitcher now, and what do you think you can bring to this staff that has a little variety to it, especially in the bullpen in terms of looks?
Hopefully anything to help the team. I think, you know, I just try to do my thing. I try to throw strikes and get ground balls, and we have a lot of very good arms on this team. A lot of very good arms that were sent down to the minor league side. So it's just kind of do your thing and keep the line moving. We have some power arms down there. I'm not one of them, so I know that. I'm not going to try to throw as hard as, you know, McAllister or Jabba or, you know, Cody. I can't do that. So I just have to stay who I am and just going to do my thing. If they need two innings one day, I'll give them two innings. If they need three innings one day, I'll give them three innings. If they need to get just a guy out, you know, I'll try to do that and just kind of stay ready. So whenever the phone rings, I'm ready to go.
2 years ago, a lot of appearances, good success with Oakland. Last year, the numbers went up a little bit. And what were you able maybe to get back to this spring as opposed to last year and maybe more along the lines of 2 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I threw the ball better than my numbers were last year, which is always kind of hard to convince yourself. But I was just trying to get back to the mindset of attacking the bottom of the zone and get ground balls. And I feel like I've been doing a pretty good job of that in the spring. Obviously, some of the ground balls get through for hits, but that happens. And the more you give yourself a chance of getting ground balls, the more chance you are going to get out in inning unscathed. And that's what I've been trying to focus in on. And, you know, Mickey's been telling me my movement's there, so just keep doing that. And that's what I'm just kind of working on.
And you mentioned Mickey Callaway. It's a new organization for you.
Yes.
And how quickly do you get acclimated to what they try and do here to help you be the best you can be?
It honestly didn't take long. I came maybe a week and a half before spring training started, and I felt like a part of the team day two, I think, you know, before even spring started. It's a great group of guys. They make you feel welcome. The coaching staff is unbelievable. You know, they communicate. They make you feel comfortable. And from the get-go, I think everybody feels a part of this team. I remember the first speech Tito ever gave to the team was, you know, no matter what happens at the end of spring, right now we're together and we need to have that same team mindset. And I think most everybody in here buys into that. And when you can do that as a group of, we started off at 64 or something like that, now we're down to close to 25. When everybody can buy in, moving in the right direction, it's easier to attain the ultimate goal.
Can you take us inside the room on how it goes when they bring you in and give you that good news, or is that more personal?
I want to keep that one personal, but they definitely made it interesting in there, and I got a few good laughs out of it. So it'll be one I remember forever because it was, you know, you always remember the first time you get called in, and for me it was 3 or 4 years ago, and this one I think I'll also remember forever. So it'll be a good story for my grandkids down the road.
That's Indians reliever Dan Otero, who will be joined in the Tribe bullpen by another veteran, lefty Ross Detweiler, who the Indians made significant adjustments to his delivery in anticipation of seeing some things that used to be there for Detweiler until a season ago, when he really struggled with both Texas and Atlanta, but had a good spring, and he says it's those changes and still having success in the spring to make the ball club that can be a challenge, but he got it done.
You know, it's great. We put a lot of work in this offseason, whether it be Mickey and some of the guys in the video room, putting that stuff together for me. You know, it felt like a fit at first, and then get down here and actually see it starting to work. I mean, my first outing in spring training was a little rough, and then, you know, he kind of set me or took me aside and said, hey, you know, we really need to hammer this out. Threw a bullpen and then got into a minor league game, and really, so my mind was kind of shut off, and we just kind of tried to do everything that we were working on and not worried about the results, and then the results came, and it's really since then just trying to stay on that path. And you know, I feel like I'm actually, if I miss, I miss low now instead of the ball up in the zone. I'm getting some swings and misses, which I haven't had in a long time, so it's kind of nice to see.
I know the staff has a reputation for saying, hey, don't worry about the results if you're trying to work on some things in spring training. Is it still tough to kind of believe that, though, just based on how the game works sometimes?
Yeah, I think that's why they had me throw that minor league game, because I was competing for a job, and I mean, I need the results right now if I'm competing for a job. So they wanted to kind of say, hey, let's take a step back, just focus on this, and we promise you it's going to work, and it did. And then once I got back into a couple of big league games, I really saw it working for me.
Were you surprised before you even signed that there was some video that they were working on and really seemed to have a vested interest in you?
No, not at all. The way I felt last year, I felt like there definitely needed to be a lot of change. And, you know, I just got lucky that they invested their time into it and really, you know, I like I said, I feel like we had that connection at first, and then they presented that, and this is the best fit for me. And, you know, the work that both sides have really done, it's been awesome.
you've been a couple of different places in your career, and I know there's years that you've been on a club, and there's been no issues in terms of going through spring training like you have been this year. Can you describe the satisfaction that you get out of this experience here, making a club on opening day?
Yeah, there's been, there was quite a bit of panic there for a little while, not knowing. And everybody in spring was throwing very well, and it was... You really didn't know what was going to happen until they made the announcement, and it's nice to see a lot of hard work pay off, but it's also, this is a tough staff to crack. This is, the pitching staff over here. I didn't know much about the American League before my half a season last year, and this is like kind of a pitching haven. So it's really kind of humbling. It's a lot of hard work went into it, so it's kind of nice to see it pay off.
That's Ross Detweiler, Indians reliever. Stay tuned. We'll have more to come. Our final segment after this on the Indians Radio Network. Jim Rosenhaus back with you for our final segment of Tribe Talk from Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas. Indians wrapping up exhibition play this weekend here. They'll head into the season with an outstanding catching core. Yan Gomes, the frontline catcher, seems primed for a big season. So too is Roberto Perez, who's one of the better backups in baseball. And he has taken great lengths to improve himself heading into this season. His fitness level has been tremendous this spring. He dropped about 20 to 25 pounds in the offseason, added some muscle, and he says the differences are easily noticeable this spring, and he's hoping that it carries into the season.
It makes a huge difference. I feel better. My body feels good. I'm in shape. It's different now, coming into spring training. Now I got a little bit more energy in the mornings. Before it was just like, sleepy, kind of tired. But I think being in a good shape, it just give you more energy, and you gotta be. I think I'm ready to work better.
You make it to the major leagues as you were, but you get to the end of last season and you decided that you needed to make a change. What caused you to make that change, and how quickly were you able to get that done?
I think I was, after the season, I was a little bit heavy. I felt heavy. And I knew what my strengths are. And catching-wise, moving to the sides, I was getting slow. And I talked to my agent, and we came up with a plan. Said, hey, I gotta be ready to go for spring training next year, and I want to lose some weight and increase some muscle. So we came up with a plan, and we hired Molina's strength coach, and we came up with a good plan, and it worked. It was worth it, man.
How quickly did it take for you to realize some of the differences when you got here and started going to work?
It didn't take me a whole lot. I think I knew what I was gonna do in the off season and what it takes to be ready for the season. So I think I'm in a good spot right now, and I'm just happy and proud of myself. But it takes a lot of work, and it was unbelievable. I really had a good off season, and hopefully I continue to carry these to the season.
And you head into this year, and it's another season in the major leagues. And I know last year you had an opportunity to play every day while Yan Gomes was injured, and it was both good and challenging for you. What were some of the challenges that you went through with that you think will make you a better player now?
I think there was a lot of challenge. I think when Yan got hurt, I tried to make up for him since he had a 2014 Silver Slugger Award, so he had a good year, and when he went down, man, I took a lot of responsibilities. I think when you're a catcher, I think you want to be back there for the pitching staff, you know, we have a great pitching staff here, and I think at the beginning I put a lot of pressure on myself, I would say. But then after that, I thought I settled down, you know. I think Tito talked to me about just being yourself, you know, and try to calm down a little bit, and I think I did a pretty good job after that. I thought it was a learning process last year for me, and, you know, although I didn't have that much experience, but if that case happened again, hopefully Jan doesn't go down, you know. You don't want to see that on a guy, but if I get the opportunity to play again, I know what it takes.
That relationship between you and Jan, how has that developed over the years as you become a real solid major leaguer?
It's going well, man. Jan, you know, we always talking. Jan is a great teammate, you know. But we always talking, man. I feel like we're going to be a huge part of our success this year with the pitching staff. You know, we're going to be there for them, for the pitching staff, you know. Back there for them, and I think we were getting along, and it's fun to watch him play and how he go about his business, and you know I'm gonna keep learning about him every day.
A week to go in spring training, and most players are ready to roll. You ready to get out of here and get this thing going?
Oh yes, I think it will be. You know, first of all, I'm ready to get out. You know, it's we've been here for almost 2 months, and I want the season started right now. I wish, but you know what? We got a couple more days and try to keep everything together. You know, keep everything together and continue to work. What are we on what we need to work on, and hopefully gets the day sooner than you know quicker because I'm excited. We have a great team, and hopefully we win it this year.
That's Indians catcher Roberto Perez. New to the ball club this year is Rache Davis, as we conclude our show with the Indians outfielder. Came to this Tribe signing a one-year deal in the offseason after some time with the Tigers, the Blue Jays, the Athletics, and the Giants. He brings some speed to the game, and he says so far, with spring training winding down, it's been a very productive spring for him, and he's ready to go.
I definitely feel like I'm ready for opening day. It was a good spring training for myself. I'm starting off slow and finally finding my groove late.
You've been with a couple of different teams, so you've had to get to know other teammates along the way. How quickly were you able to get accustomed to the folks here and really feel comfortable?
About a day. It took me about a day, maybe an hour, you know. I've been playing against a lot of these guys for a while, some time, and a couple of them I've actually played with, one being Yanni. Got to play with him in Toronto, so I just got to, you know, see these guys across the field for a while now, and you know, it's just you seem to. You come to appreciate it a little bit more when you come in inside and see what the organization's doing about the players, and I'm really, really impressed with what I've seen.
And as the spring went along and you think about possibilities for a winning ball club, what were some of the things that you saw as the team developed that really have you excited about the start of the season?
Well, I like our athleticism. I like our pitching staff. I like our starting rotation. I like our relievers. I like what we have to offer. And I think we're going to score enough runs to win a lot of ball games.
I don't know you real well yet, but it seems like you like to have some fun. And does it take a little bit to get comfortable doing that with your teammates?
I don't think so. I just try to be me, you know, try to be myself everywhere I go. And, you know, that kind of usually takes care of itself.
How important in the game of baseball, where there's a lot of pressure, is it to be able to be loose if you can?
I think that's a quality. I think that's a skill that you need, you know, and it works, you know, for some guys, and it doesn't work for other guys. It's just part of my personality, though, so I don't try to force it. You know, it's just what comes out.
Rajay Davis joining us. When you look at getting ready for a season, how do you know in the spring when things start to click in and that you're ready to go? What are some of the indicators there?
When a lot of hits start falling, yeah, that's a sign for me. Oh, because the body felt really good. It's just getting the swing. I think that for me it took the longest to feel real comfortable up there. But everything else, working for that first week, we're not playing games. We're just getting our feet under, getting the cleats on every day, getting the soreness, kind of out of the body, but kind of learning to adjust with it. And, going through just the rigors of being on your feet for all the hours of the day that we're on our feet, especially on the field with cleats. It's just getting through that initial stage of spring training, from off-season workouts, indoor, from the being in the Northeast, sometimes it's tougher to get outside. And I don't like getting outside in cold, so coming down to spring training, it allows me to do that.
You mentioned that, and I feel like I saw that at certain points you're pulling weights and doing all that kind of stuff in the wintertime. But it's still, until you get on the spikes and get out on the field, it's a difference?
Oh, it's a difference. I mean, because the grass with cleats on feels different than turf, indoors, And you can do all the training you want, but it's a difference when you get on that field. You start digging in the dirt, or if that's what you do, it's a little different.
And we saw you at most of the outfield positions this spring. How challenging can that be to try and play them all well?
Well, I think my last few years I've been doing that, so it's not real new to me. So, it's just getting your reps in batting practice is the key for, at least seeing how – you pretty much – at my stage, I know how the ball's going to come off a right-hander and a left-hander. So I kind of got the positioning down. It's just going out there and seeing it out there, each ballpark. It might be a different backdrop, different background, seats are color different in each ballpark. Just getting that, just that sight, that vision in your mind and knowing know where you feel most comfortable playing in that position.
That's Indians outfielder Rajay Davis, part of a group of veterans that have been brought in to shore up this roster for the Indians, a roster with high expectations heading into the season. That'll do it for our final spring training edition of Tribe Talk. Hope you can join us next week from Chicago. The regular season will have begun, and we'll join you from the Windy City with the Indians playing the White Sox next weekend. Until then, this is Jim Rosenhaus reminding you, you've been listening to Tribe Talk on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.
It's so much Cleveland pride. Who's talking baseball? Talking Tribe. You're talking baseball.
Been listening to Tribe Talk, presented by Progressive, making it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Brought to you by Subway, where winners eat.